Hey guys, it's your boy Jesse Rich. I'm coming back at the podcasting, and I will be doing another League of Legends lore today. We will be doing Gnar, Kennen, and Lissandra. I have not read these before, so you get to hear them blind straight from me as I read them. I looked at my episodes and seen that you guys really like the League of Legends lore. So if y'all want me to keep telling stories and keep telling the lore, I will gladly do so. It's one of my passions. I actually am a DM when it comes to Dungeons & Dragons. So I'm really excited to create stories for you guys or let you all know the stories that I have played when it comes to my characters. I also have not recorded for over a year. It's been 14 months to this day since I have dropped anything. Excuse me. I became a manager at my job, was working crazy silly hours. I kind of have a period right now that I've lowered my hours, so I want to jump back on my podcasting and see if I can make a career out of this and streaming. My streaming service is on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, all under Jesse Rich 44, except for my legal name on Facebook is Jesse Richards, so you can always check those out. I will continue to be playing random games until I find something that my audience really enjoys, kind of like I've been doing with the podcast. You all like to hear the League of Legends lore stories, so that is why I'm doing one today, but I'm really open to anything that my fan base wants me to do. If y'all want me to get a book and read it line for line, I will. I really enjoy being that person in the spotlight. Again, that's why I became a manager at my work, became a leader. I am one of those people with that personality that does not push me back from what I want to do. I'm very headstrong, and I like to make everyone else feel like they are above me. And it is one of my passions. Giving people the right advice, helping people with their problems inside and outside of work, or just giving them entertainment. I could sit here and tell jokes all day. I can tell you stories all day. Or if you all really want to hear my thoughts on some, let's say, conspiracy theories or religion or political party, I don't mind talking about that stuff either. I've kind of stayed out of the very controversial stuff because I don't step on toes. Everyone has the right to believe what they want to believe, but I will definitely give my opinion on how I see things as well. So I have all of my social media. I believe my Discord will also be in the about. Just hit me a message, shoot it to me. Other than that, I'm just going to keep jumping on random stuff, kind of like the facts about dolphins, or like today, League of Legends lore. I hope you all enjoy what I have to say today. Again, reading this blind, the first one will be Gnar, which is the hunter hunted, is the beginning description of this. So let's go into our very first announcement. Everything we do, we aim to challenge the beauty industry. We aim for innovation and design. Our products are made in the USA, 100% fingernail polish, have no dry time, and are always going to turn heads at your next event. We happen to successfully create solids, designs, glitters, Frenchies, and overlays for your nail design needs at an affordable rate. Would you like to sample one? Hi there, this is Jesse Rich, and I am talking about Blue Rose Beauty. Once again, that is Blue Rose Beauty. The consultant for that, the stylist for that will be Trina Richards. You can find Blue Rose Beauty on Facebook. It's a VIP group you can request membership to. Or you could always request Trina Marie Richards as a friend to be your stylist for, that's right, the lovely company, which is Color Street. Color Street right now ships all throughout the U.S. and Canada. We just got Canada not too long ago. Hooray. And If you order from her direct inventory, we could always ship it to you outside as well. This is Color Street, which for the ladies who want to get their nails done, or the men, they act like stickers when you put them on your nails, but they're 100% fingernail polish that do not have to dry. You slide them right on, file them down, and they are gorgeous without having to pay that $60 to $120 at a salon. These lovely designs come to you anywhere between $10 and $15. I believe the cheapest one's technically $11. I'm not the stylist, obviously. You can always reach out to Trina Marie Richards. But Color Street, an amazing company. We absolutely love them. And Blue Rose Beauty, don't forget the name. The Hunter Hunted by Leslie Sullivan. The jungle does not forgive blindness. Every broken branch tells a story. I've hunted every creature this jungle has to offer. I was certain there was no challenges left here. But now there is something new. Each track is the size of a tusk lord. Its claws like scimitars. It could rend a man in half. Finally, worthy prey. As I stalk my prize through the jungle, I begin to see the damage this thing has wrought. I step into a misshapen circle of splintered trees. These giant wooden sentinels have stood over this land for countless ages. Their iron-like hides, untouched by the flimsy axes of anyone foolish enough to attempt to cut them down. This thing brushed them aside like they were twigs. How can a creature with this level of strength disappear so easily? And yet, even though it has left this unmistakable trail of destruction, I have been unable to lay my eye upon it. How can it appear like a hurricane, then fade into the jungle like the morning mist? I thrill in anticipation of finally standing before this creature. It will make a tremendous trophy. Passing through the clearing, I follow the sound of a stream to get my bearings once more. There, I see a small shock of orange fur crouching, waiting. I spy on it from a distance. A tiny fish splashes up from the stream, and the creature scrabbles for it, dividing gleefully into the rushing water. To my joy, I realize it's a Yordle, and a hunter at that. This is a good omen. The beast will be found. Nothing will escape me. The Yordle's large ears perked up and face toward me. He runs on all fours with a bone boomerang in his hand, quickly stopping in front of me. He babbles. I nod in appreciation at the young Yordle and venture onward. I traverse the difficult terrain with ease, trying to pick up any sign of my quarry. As I try to pick up his scent, a distraction. I'm startled by strange chittering. The Yordle followed me. I cannot allow him to disrupt my hunt. I face him and point into the distance. He looks at me quizzically. I need to be more insistent, good omen or no. I rear back and let out a roar, the wind whipping the Yordle's fur and the ground rumbling beneath us. After a few short seconds, he turns his head and with I think could be a smile, he holds up his small boomerang. There can be no further delay. I snatch the weapon out of his hands and expertly throw it into the tree, impelling it high amongst the branches. He turns and scrambles for it, jumping frantically. I barely get 10 paces when a roar shakes me to my very spine. The deafening crack of stone and wood echoes all around. Ahead, a giant tree crashes across my path. The bone weapon of the Yordle jolts out of its trunk. An unearthly growl rises behind me. I have made a terrible mistake. With everything we do, we aim to challenge the aromatic community. We aim for the sense of your life and the products of your personal needs outweighing the competition. All the way from personal body products like lotion and body wash to making your rooms and cars smell like your own personal heaven. Warmers, car bars, travel bars, unplugged, and many, many more. Let's give you the scent fulfillment that you have been looking for. Welcome to Scentsy. Hi there, folks. If you have been listening, you heard of Blue Rose Beauty. Well, we also opened our second business, White Rose Beauty. That is for the Scentsy. Scentsy has amazing aromas that are kind of like hot waxes, but the cool thing about their warmers is they do not get too hot to the touch. So you are not going to have to worry about your children getting burned when it comes to these. Of course, they still get hot, so of course, keep them out of reach. But we all know how them children like to climb. They grab onto it. It does not get that hot. Also, they have smells all the way from roaring rain to what you imagine a tiki bar to the beach to the forest. You think it, they have it. I absolutely love Scentsy. Then they also have car bars and vents and travel bars that ladies, you can put in your purse if you wanted to and it helps it smell better. Men, you can put it in your backpack, your gym bag. Helps everything smell better. They have right now this body wash that I absolutely am in love with. It is called Bourbon Vanilla. It has that nice sweet smell to it, but also that nice, what I like to call manly undertone of the bourbon that gives it that extra little kick to it. Mystery Man's another one of my favorites, and even Clean Slate, which I think they have a 3-in-1 with Clean Slate. I'm not the consultant. My wife is again, add Trina Marie Richards or get on her White Rose Beauty. She has a VIP group on Facebook and she will gladly add you so that you can get all this stuff directly off her page. I definitely recommend Scentsy to anyone that is trying to find their own personal aromatic heaven, is how I like to call it. Some of my favorites are the Pina Colada Cha-Cha, which is very tiki bar fill. Thunderstorm, which is only on Bring Back My Bar. That is a whole separate group that you can join into as well. And you can get a bunch of the bars that they don't sell on a consistent, but they still can make for you. They have a Thunderstorm or a Cherry Limeade. Those are both really good. I have not found a scent that I absolutely do not like. Unless it just doesn't fit my personality. So definitely check it out, Scentsy. You want your personal smell heaven? You can get it there. White Rose Beauty, remember the name. Between Light and Shadows by Joey Yu. Kenan had not slowed since setting off from the great temple of Koshin. The colors of the land formed a swirling palette as he flitted over hills and cliffs, plains and plateaus. The Yordle was like a speeding dot amid broad strokes painted on a canvas. As the Kiku's Heart of the Tempest, he had delivered the judgment of Order's leadership thousands of times before, but this time was different, Kenan thought. This time it's about the lives of my Kinku brothers and sisters. An urgent request had come from the branch of the Alkalites to the south. Their temple had been corrupted by an unknown evil spirit. They could find no way to repel it, and so they sought aid from the Kinku triumphant. With Akali's former role as the Fist of Shadow currently unfilled, this triumvirate consisted of the two leaders, Shin, the Eye of the Twilight, and Kennen. They had made the decision, and now Kennen raced to the distant Rishon on the southern coast of Zayu. When the Nexus invaded Iona many seasons ago, the triumvirate ruled that the Kinku would not be involved in war. The Rishah Alkalites had been among the Order's most faithful, supporting the edict without question. And for that, I must save them. Kennen followed a churning river and dashed across apple golden grasslands, bolting through the misty forest of the southern Shaozhen Mountains. He was like lightning zipping through the clouds. He passed a series of ruins, including the village of Zawanan. It wasn't until he reached the harbor town of Evirne that Kennen came to a halt under the morning sun. Zayun's shore was across the strait beyond the shimmering blue waters. Kennen boarded the first ferry just before it set sail. Its mast was a living tree growing out from the hull, branches arcing backward, massive leaves catching the sea breeze like membranes on the wings of a southern owl's wyvern. There was a loose crowd on the ferry. With Kennen the only Yordle, the humans tipped their heads to him. Yordles were treated with respect among Ionians, even when the spirit creatures appeared in their true form as Kennen did now, as he always did, for he had achieved a state of balance through his Kinku training, especially through the teachings of the first great master Tagasari, the first Fist of the Shadow. When Kennen joined the Kinku centuries ago, Trigurasi had inquired what the Yordle admired most about humans. "Your stories, you have so many." Kinku's eyes were wide. "Your lives are short, but your stories preserve what you hold most dear. That's why you're better suited for safeguarding the realms than any of the undying." Under the clear sky and the blazing sun, Kennen had shared his thoughts on what he could play for the Kinku. The great master listened and considered his words. "Someday all of you will die," Kennen added cheerfully. "I'd like to bear your stories, the stories of the Kinku." Great Master Tagurasi had a smile then. "That is a noble idea, and not a small responsibility. I can begin now by delivering our verdicts to the people." "Very well," said the Great Master. "Your role shall be cursing the sun to shine the light of our judgment and be the force that meditates between that light and its shadows." Kennen stirred from his reverie at the dock, came into view under chalky white cliffs crowded by an emerald expanse of trees. He waved a claw hand at the passengers behind him, and they wished him fair winds and swift travel. He jumped off the ferry even before it slowed to the dock, skipped over the water and onto land. A storm was beginning to brew. Kennen's Kinku robes and mask were soaking wet as he charged through the pouring rain, and he went on without food or rest. "I hope I'm not too late." Dark clouds whirled low, piercing by lightning as the Yordle leader arrived. Kennen noted 20 acolytes sitting in front of the Rishah temple. The building appeared unremarkable, solid, and intact.
"Master Kennen, you're here." The head of the acolytes, Haida, stood in deference, but his limbs quaked, his knees buckled underneath him. "You need to help us fight the baleful spirit that plagues our temple. The rest of the alkalides slowly rose, their eyes glassy. Kenan was hoping that he and Shin had been wrong, but now their worst fear was confirmed. He felt a pang of sadness. They've been so loyal. There is nothing to be fought, Kenan told Haida with his voice soft with grief. The temple isn't corrupt. It's you. All of you. A riot of noise broke out. Several alkalides tilted their head, glaring. Corrupted? Hayden's eyes bored into Kenan. We have always obeyed. Long ago, when you told us not to fight the Noxinian invaders, we stood by our people we slaughtered. His face contorted unnaturally as if it had melted. And then, when our fellow Ionians in Tulen, Kashiri, and Haru called for aid, you bade us not to heed them. And again we obeyed. We've forsaken the opportunity to bring Juxus to Noxus.
You're filled with anguish, Kenan said. The malevolent entitles of the spirit realm are feeding on it. They're feeding on you. Kenan can see what the humans could not. Dark smoke emanated from them, like tentacles bursting from their bodies. They were surrounded by inky tendrils that sought to devour creatures clawing out of the spirit realm with greater forces as their prey grown more agitated. Eventually, they would consume these Kinku and wreak havoc in Rashaa. The world is changing, he said. Zayun has descended into turmoil, and you're torn between what the Kinku demands of you and what your heart desires. He paused, and then said what he came to say. I am releasing you from the Order.
You're banishing us?
Said an alkalite in the back row. You can't preserve the balance between realms in this state. Kenan looked at the alkalite in turn. I need to get through to them. Leave the Kinku now. This is the only way you can heal. Do what you will, so your dark emotions won't destroy you.
You want to get rid of us now that we're no longer useful to you? This is dishonor.
Hayden flashed his blade. The acolytes howled in unison, unaware that shadowy talons were grasping at them with vigorous intent. Kenan could feel their pain. The kind born out of the rift between two worlds of belief. The kind Akali had felt before she left. Yet he let lightning crack between his hands. Don't think to test me. Snarling, Haida and several alkalides charged forward. The small Yordle waltzed between the clumsy humans, easily evading all their attacks. He clicked his claw finger and arcs of energy rippled out, dropping his attackers in one furious burst. They moaned as they twitched in the muddy ground. The rest stomped, uncertain about what to do. Grief, guilt, shame. The alkali's faces were a mask of agony. The rain washed over the anchor, oozing from their eyes. Kenan flapped away, out of range and sight. Then he remembered something that he had learned from humans. Sometimes to tell a story is to lie. Let your story be mine to tell. He pulled down his mask. Go now, in peace. The sinister influence will remain in Zion, but the Kinku will hear you fought hard against it before you left the Order, with honor. To fabricate the truth, to preserve what you hold most dear. The alkalide's eyes cleared for a moment, and the dark vapor began to dissipate. No one spoke, but someone nodded. their understanding to the Yordle, eventually those who could gather their wounded. It was always tough to watch old comrades go, but Kenan knew it was for the best. They had devoted themselves to the Kenku, and now they were free to find a new purpose. Their mental state could regain balance, and the malevolent entitles would have nothing to feed on. The Yordle watched as the former acolytes stumble away in the gloom. The rain did not abate. The drenched humans looked small and vulnerable. "Someday, all of you will die," Kenan thought, sorely gripping his heart. "But I will bear your story."